Pyramid of Simchat Ches, and what is considered an area that's Mukher for Dira, page 424, Sif Ches. If someone built walls on the first ones, like Kifal Yodim Ladira, to enclose them through those new walls for residential purposes, in the middle it's not effective. In Nivla Tachtoinis, now if the bottom ones get sucked into the ground, Benishud Al Yodim Aleim, and then the upper ones remain by themselves, Nital Yodim, then they're permitted through them. I will tell you, some Messiah, but if you have a hill, more than two saw, plus, the mechitz is enemy partitions of Allah, also even by its edge with deer for residential purposes. Moyel, it's effective, Sharidor, Ba'av, mechitz, Shasa, Alta, because he's dwelling now in the airspace of the partitions that he made right now. Says Mishrus of Katnun and Vav. We built walls on top of the original walls to make it Mokha Batira. In the middle, it's not effective, Lemahanale, the Karpa, Lemid, it's not doing anything with the Karpa. Shribal Isaac is anyways Mokha Batira, it's already enclosed. Siv Katnun and Zion. Now, if the low ones get absorbed into the ground, the ground, the earth was soft and swampy, and then the wall just sinks into the ground, until it's not remaining from it at least a height of 10 tfachim, which Shartzin Eisman Hay says, he says, already wrote in the Siman many times this idea of 10 tfachim, and that's what brought in Ritual explicitly, that as long as you add on a little bit and you complete it to 10, that's enough. And in the words of Rambam, this halacha sounds like a little bit, not like what we're saying, but like our words, is born Siv Beis, not Gondor Amal. Siv Katnun Ches. So the upper ones are remaining on their own. So Nitchal Yodim, now it's permitted through them. Shri Nasal Shem Didim Is Kalasik, because the addition on the top was originally made for residential purposes, but it wasn't able to permit that up until now, because they were unnecessary as long as the low ones were still around. Now, without them, you don't have a height of 10 tefachim from the old wall, and it is effective for the karfim. But a mound, a pile of earth that's more than two saw, and you made partitions, ladder for residential purposes, and for utility on top of the pile of earth, then even on its edge, if you distance from the edge of the tail, 3 tefachim, because it's a separate entity, but even if it's by the edge, if you did ladir, it's effective. Even though without, what's the chiddush? Because even though without these partitions, the height of the tail itself is more than 10 tefachim. And therefore, it's considered from those, it makes it independent and as if it's already enclosed. But Mikin, even so, sure, it's permitted because they keep in the end of the Dorla Matabai, because not living below in the depth of the mountain, only on top of the mountain. On the height, these walls that he's making on top is the only thing that's really helping. The tachtonis halachic is considered like wool, but it's not really helping him anything. Like he concludes, because simkat and samach beis, he's dwelling, but avir mechitzas in the airspace of the partition that he made right now. We don't need that he should make many mechitzas. As long as he made one mechitza for the purposes of a dwelling, sagi, that's sufficient. Ushari shalosh mechitzas and the other three walls. Nechshavah dehatel kufa. That's considered through the mountain itself. Shugavaya sar tefachim, which the mountain is 10 tefachim high. Like we had previously said, b'siv gimel, we see it as if they're going upwards. Good asik. Now, even this wall, one wall that he's making, we don't need to stand up and they call Rechav until they have to make it along the entire width of the mountain. Now, the Kimach saw, as long as he made it by Erech Eser, a length of 10 Amis, Ma'ad Yaisin, a little bit more, the Shem Dira for the purpose of residence, Sagi, that's sufficient, Ukal Elbis above, like we said previously, Sivav, which Sharatzin Eis Nutes says, and according to the place that we brought over in the Be'al Lacha, it has to be a full wall. Same thing would be also over here, and that's how the Ritva explicitly writes. Siv test. Karpa v'yaisim is a sayim. a carpet more than two sa, shahukab ladir, which was enclosed for residential purposes. But it's more than two sa. But not the rubai lanais. Now most of it was planted with trees. I feel in the two shrews, even if it's not planted in nice rows. In them about Madira, they don't nullify the residence of what you had enclosed it for. Al Nizra Rubai. But if most of it was planted with seeds, Azram about Madira, the seeds do nullify the residence. I feel in them Elasazim, even if it only has two sa. As we turned out for Yeshud Gimel. This is a mute. If a minority of it was planted with seeds, and remember Elasazim, if it only has two sa, mut is permitted. Yes, Mr. Simon, if it's more than two sa, then usher, then it's forbidden.
It says Mishbura Sivkot and Samach Gimel. So he said that if you have a carp of more than sasayim, that it was hook of ladira, and but not the rubai, and most of it was planted, and who had been kulik, something is all of it, with trees, Sivkot and Samach Dalad, and even if they're not planted, shuras, it's not in rows, elamurav, and rather it's all intermingled, which, as the Sharatzin and Samach Aleph says, excluding from the one who says in the Gemara, it's only if it's made in rows and it's pleasant to sit over there. No, even if it's not like that, Sivkot Zamechei, Einim Avat Madir, they don't nullify the dwelling. David, the angel, and Tei, Elonis, because people generally plant trees in their courtyards. K'til Estef, Betzilin, so that they could sit in the shade. So it's not nullifying the deer. Sivkot Zamechei, but if the majority was planted with seeds, Sivkot Zamechei, Hazrem, Avat Madir, then the seeds nullify the dwelling. People don't live in the cabbage patch. And if it's a garden, they're free now to carry. In Israel, even if it's not planted, because the bottle of gaberube, it's nullified to the, I mean, even the part that's not planted, because nullified to the majority. It's like the whole thing is planted as like a garden. Sibkot and samach zayin. Afila im bemachulu, even if it doesn't have but two sa. What it means to say is b'shatach mokem azriya, in the area of where the planting was. Based the time in a talk like a lack of dira, and era based the time does not have to be in close residential purposes. Even though it's going to be forbidden, because keeping the mead bottle covered up, since the minority is bottled to the majority, it's like all of it is planted. Now, but cooler, in totality, does have more than based the time. It's just the planted area doesn't have more than based the time. Sivkot and samachas, even if you don't have but elas asayim, more than pachas, and even less than that. But since they're the majority, ubi achir, and together with the minority, yes, yesim b'sasayim, there's more than b'sasayim, so therefore it's going to be a problem. Sivkot samach tes. Now, if nizra miut, if only the minority was planted, nira, it seemed to what then something is mechza mechza, if it's 50-50, which the Sharatina samach tal says, that's a pashat b'svar, the dafka miut that's not planted is bottled to the majority, but 50 is not bottled to 50. So sivkot ayin, then if you don't have but sasayim, then it's permitted. What Slimwood means to say is, if you don't have Bamakam Azruin, the planted part, but Sasayim, Sivkot Nayan Aleph, Mut is permitted because the Inkar Bamiyud, you don't have the power in the minority, Labatal Rav, Shulkab Ladira, to nullify the majority that was enclosed for residential purposes. Bamiyud Atzmeh, the minority itself, Gamki Mut is also going to be permitted. Kudaluya, hey, even if you're going to say, Dalagabad the day that regarding itself in this battle, Machid, Shulkab Ladira, is nullifying the walls that were for residential purposes, Gamkin Lamidu, it's nothing because the basis time, Latar Chaikab Ladira, when it's only basis time, does not need to be enclosed for residential purposes. But yes, it's more than basis time, then it's going to be forbidden. Meaning, latata bakulik to carry in the whole area. So that means also the minority is forbidden. Why? Since it has more than basis time, in an itable hekab ladir, then that part is not permitted without being closed for residential purposes. And the seeds that were planted nullify the walls of being for residential purposes. And even the majority of the carpet which is not planted also becomes forbidden. Because it's open and breached to the seeded area, which is a forbidden area, which that's always halacha. When you open to such an area, it makes it forbidden. Bir halacha in the Maschum Karfif. So he said a carpet that's more than sasayim, that's hook of ladira, and it depends, you know, if trees were planted or seeds were planted. Now, if it's only but base sasayim, so even if the majority is planted, you let it carry throughout the whole area by Kalim that had started Shabbos inside of them. Because even though there's Ramam Avatl from it, the Shem Dira, but an area which is only base sasayim, you don't need to have at all that hook of ladira. It's logical that even if it was not surrounded at all the Shem Dira, it's also permitted, even that the Zerayim are within the Karfif. And this is all regarding Kalim that started Shabbos inside. But vessels of the house to the Karfif, or from the Karfif to the house, that's forbidden, because since it's nullifying from it the name of the Dira through the Zerayim, The karf and the bayis are considered two different rishuyas, two different domains. And even if it's less than basis nine, it's also going to have the same halacha. That's how it's explained in the words of the Rosh, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch passes later on. Siv Yud, not like Rebbein Chananel that's brought in Teisa Shalom Dav Chav Gimel Beis, that by basis nine, the Zroim are not mavakel from it the shame of the deer. Siv Divin Maschal Avel Nizra Bechulum. I said, but if the majority was planted with seeds, oh, that's going to be a problem. It says, look at Shuvitz Bar Shmuel that's inclined to be lenient by a city that's surrounded with walls. The fear, we don't say the Zroim that's within the city to battle the hekif of the dira of the chayma of the walls of the city. And it's talking about in a place that the homes were built from the beginning, and then they surrounded with a wall, which makes it hukul adira, as we'll see later on, Simon Tov Aleph, like the way it's written, say the Merg Tzia. Chacham Tzvi quotes his words in Simon Otes, even though in the beginning he's megamgami, he picks at his words. Even so, at the end, he agrees with him in the pressing situation. There's not possible in any way to remedy it, that the public should not stumble, and afterwards holds his son, the going the Yaivitz in Merg Tzia. Now, it seems that he's talking about where you don't have that the area that's planted that was walled in with fences, rather it's open to the walls of the city. Because if not, for sure, then it doesn't help the surrounding of the wall of the city. Because since you don't have the wall as a partition of the planted area, rather there are other partitions, and the seeds make those machitzes as if the machitzes which were not made for the Shem Dira, as we just explained here, for sure, it's going to be aser, as the Dirshu twin numberings. In other words, that the planted area is aser, and if it's breached to the city, whatever breach that's more than 10 amas, it makes the whole city forbidden because it's parts to Makam Asr, and that's the Chaz Nishrites. Says the Bi Alacha further, he says that even in Margit it sounds like not like what we're saying. He says, according to my humble understanding, it would seem that's obvious the way I wrote. He says, afterwards I found like this in Sefer Beis Meir, that he writes explicitly, also like we said, and specifically, that the primary kula of the wall of the city surrounding it is not such a clear thing at all, because the primary thing that they're relying on is the Shitza Rosh and the Mordechai. And it's possible that regarding a courtyard, that it's not in the spotlight at all, the Mechitza because of Zroim, and even the tourist Mahmer regarding this, that's Stama, the Chomer Ba'alman, they hold that the heck of the Chaim, of the wall, is better. Look at in Chacham Tzvi and Merg Tzia, like we said. However, according to what we brought in the Shara Tzien, that the pasuk is the words of many Rishayim, that there's no difference between the Karpov and the Chatzar, that a Karpov that's Hukav Adira is also a full-fledged Chatzar. And even so, Zeram Amavatl, it's Mechitzis, he said it would be literally a Chatzar. And according to this, what do we know to be lenient regarding literally a wall? And also in Sivim Amotcha and Sivim Shir Bracha, they're not really so pleased to be lenient even by the heck of the Chayma. So they were at least not to be lenient more than what we wrote before. That the seeds nullify the residence. So it says, not explain the place if the Zroyim amavatl totally the mechitzes of the dira, and if that's the case, even at the end of the summer, where they already took out the seeds, still it's forbidden to carry, because the Zroyim amavatl the heck if there was the Elashem dira, and if that's the case, if they want to carry, they have to make a hole in the wall of 10 amas and then go and fence it again, Elashem dira, as we said before, in Siv Beis, which, look over there. Or it's possible that the Zroim are not mavatl, the heck of the Dira. It's just that the heck of the Dira is not effective as long as there's Zroim over there, because a person doesn't live among seeds. But right when the Zroim are removed, the Karpov goes back to its heter that it was originally enclosed for residential purposes. And this that we hold, that when the low walls get swallowed up and the upper ones are maintained, that it's effective, even that at the time that they were made, they weren't effective at all. But it's still at the end, when the low ones are removed, the upper ones are effective. If that's the case, something over here, even though at the times of the seeds, the walls were not effective, when they removed, it's effective. In truth, it's not a proof. Because over there, that the low ones never were mavata, the upper ones. It's just that when the low ones are there, the upper ones were unnecessary. And therefore, when you remove the low ones, the upper ones remain with the hook of the dira that it had on its level, which is not the case over here. That's possible that the zram mavata the dira, as we'll say later on. Now, from the wording, the Rashi in Avodah Zarah that he writes, that the Zroim Mavatl the Mechitzes, it sounds like that it's always Aser. As if the Hukav was Shaloi L'Shem Dira. And that's how he writes in this word in the Baal Amar, regarding water, that it says, Harim Kizram like seeds, if it's not fit for utility, look over there. And that sounds like the Lashon of the Pirshu Ben Chanan that he writes. But Zroim, the seeds come along, but Docha Esakof HaShekiv L'Shem Dira, that rejects the enclosure that's made for residential purposes. From all this, it sounds like that what it's planting, it nullifies the surrounding as if it was done the dira totally. And therefore, even if he wants to in the winter to utilize it the way of a residence through an opening of a house that opens up into outside of it, it's not going to be helpful until you build a new wall, a new surrounding, l'shem dira. And even if he agrees with his intention not to plant it ever again, it's not going to help with just his thought. And you have to make a hole in the measurement that we said in the base. Now it seemed that even by a chatzer, the halacha is also the same. That since he plants, it nullifies it, its mechitzes, and it's like a karf of alma. And even though by a chatzer, the Rosh is not sure, even in the planted area, however, most poskim can disagree on this, as we write in the Shaar HaTzion. However, by a chatzer that's less than base of Zayim, it's possible one could be inclined to permit, after you remove the seeds, look in the Rosh, is not sure if we see at all regarding less than base of Zayim, that's Zrama Mavatl. And although he's inclined at the end to be stringent regarding this, however, regarding this, that the seeds are also removed, and also it's chatzer, and not a karf, be logical that one who's lenient regarding this, not to protest with what he's doing. Deuteronomy 35 brings, explaining his words, Chaznesh writes, his intention is specifically by a chatzer that's less than base asayim, or by base asayim, and you plant the majority, or all of it. Because in a way that only the menorah is planted, Mishnah Berurah writes in Pei Gimel, Sifkan Pei Gimel, to be lenient b'shasat chak, even when there are over there seeds. Pin Chazanesh, that if the chatzer was the majority of all of it planted, not to be lenient regarding this, but he adds on that in the present situation, possible one could be lenient for a different reason, because one could rely on the shittas of Rambam and the Smag and other paiskim that a bias and karfur considered as one of the as where the Be'al Locha writes later on, Shinai Beis, Sefal Viv Maschel Oy. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 25. Even if the old walls get swallowed up on Shabbos, say Shabbos writes that the carpet is permitted because it's similar to a mechitza that was made on Shabbos by mistake, and the Shulchan Aruch passes later on Shem Tzamach Beis of Gimel, that's considered as a mechitza. Deer shoe number 26. If someone plants trees in a courtyard, not for the purposes of beautifying the courtyard, Chazan is not sure if it has a lacha like Zroim, the Mavatla, the Karfav, Hashem Kuladir, or not. Because the whole reason of Ilanus is because of its beauty. Dishon number 27. He said, the Zroim Mavatla the deer. Now, Stavka, specifically if you plant intentionally, but if the seeds come up on their own, Chubis the Meyeshi writes, that's not Mavatla Hashem Dira. And it's not similar to what the Shulchan Aruch Paskins later on, Sivir Aleph, the water that enters into Karfav that's hooked up the deer, it nullifies from it the name of the deer, and it sounds like over there that the same thing would be even if they come on their own, because you could say the water is not fit for residents at all, and they're worse than seeds, which are fit for some type of dwelling. And that's also been the Marasham and the Chuvis Mechazitz, according to the Shitz Chazanish, together Karfav. To qualify what is a karf is places that people don't go over there. And for this reason, he writes that even if there's none over there zrom or thorns that hold back the people from walking, still, because there's a karf that's shalahuk of ladira and forbidden, it's a kabachayimah that zrom and vat ladira, even if they come up on their own. And that's how he writes in Chiddush Birum, Reb Grandman, and he writes also that a place where thorns came up that stopped people from walking has a lachal karf of, look in Sifkot and Yotez, where he brought the words of Chazanesh more expansive. Now, regarding dashoim, in other words, like, these beautiful vegetation that are planted, so one would, you know, to stroll and see these flowers and things like that, if nullifies the shame of Adira, if Meyusha writes the name Mari Itanga Halevi, that's logical, it's not Mavat L'Shem Dira. And he adds on that for sure in the city, to rely on this to permit the combination of the words of Marash Abuhav, that's brought in Shubas Chasham Tzvi, that's Ram Mavat L'Shem Dira only from a Karfav, but they don't have the Kaich Mavat L'Shem Dira from a city, so they're regarding a Chatzar, Rosh is not sure, if the Zerim have a Kaich Mavat from it the shame of Adira, and you can be Mitzar, if you could combine to be lenient regarding these beautiful flowers, and therefore if you have in the city on a courtyard these nice blossoms, one could be lenient that not nullify from it the name of Adira, and you'll let it carry over there. Now, according to these opinions, Chavis Minchas Yitzchak writes that L'chayr there's room to make it forbidden to carry from the house to the part of the garden that's planted. Because since the Achreinim don't agree to be lenient only in the combination of the Dad of the Rush, if you have the Kayach of the Zram to Mevatl from the Chatzar, the name of Adira, so there's room to say that the Rosh is not sure only regarding the rest of the chatzer, if it comes to the bin because of the zrum. But in the place with the zrum themselves, for sure it's awesome. And that's how he discusses to say in Chubas Shev Yaakov, even regarding a garden in the minority of the courtyard. Mishra writes later on Sivkot and Pei Beis, that if the place of the seeds are less than based on one could be lenient in the present situation to carry from the place that's planted to the house, it's possible that the situation of the rush is more severe. And Chubis Minchas Yitzchak writes that the velt is not careful regarding this, and you can lament on them in schus, because the Shev Yaakov doesn't write this only b'derech efsher, and also the Torah writes explicitly that it's permitted to carry from the place of the zrum to the house. Or if it's pashut, that its intention is not for like these flowers that are common today, that people sit and step on them, because there's no more residence than that. Dish number 28. He said, by Zerainim, people don't plant, and therefore it becomes a garden. Now, if the Zeroyim were planted for beauty, Tribut Rechayim holds, and Tribut Shoyle Meitshib, that it's still Loi Plug Rabban. We don't differentiate, and it's going to be forbidden like all Zeroyim. The opinion of the Nazir Shimshin and the Marsham is that it's not Mavat L'Shem Dir, and that's how the Meiri writes in Erevin, Tribut Milchus Yitzchak adds on, that according to what's written, Tribut Zemer Yesha, that's part of the previous comment, to permit Zeroyim to come up on their own, for sure one could permit, when you plant the Zeroyim for beauty, that's not nullifying the Shem of Dir. Now, if he brings into his house these flower pots that have holes and there are seeds, and he fills up most of his house, Tshuva Zeru Chaim writes that you're allowed to carry in the house because a person not mavatal his house by something that's movable, and Tshuva Zeru Yesha disagrees on what he says. Issue number 30. When there's an area of Zeroyim or something like that in the middle of a city, there's two ways how to rectify this area that it doesn't make the city forbidden. Number one, you split it in the middle through a Terusa Pesach in a way that it doesn't remain on every side a shear of Beis Hazayim. Chaznish writes that in such a situation, to support the Terusa Pesach, it's Mechitza of Dal Ramas, so that you don't have a Terusa Pesach in the ear space. Chas Klaimi writes, we're going to Terusa Pesach that separates between Zeroyim and the Geffen, that you should have Dal Ramas on either side. Our second way, surround the whole area of the Karfav through Terus HaPesach, and even though a place that's not meant for dwelling doesn't help to surround it with a Terus HaPesach from four sides, as Burton Shochan later on Shem Samach Beis Abiyud, there's Tavka when you're coming to enclose it to permit the area that's within the enclosure. But here, the enclosure is made as a partition between the city and the Karfav, so it's like a fourth wall of the area of the city, and therefore you could fence it over to Terus HaPesach from all four sides. There's number 31. Pinchas Nish is like those who say it's forbidden, meaning in regards to what the Bir Halacha spoke about under Maskel Aval. And therefore, if the planted area is more than Beis Hazayim, or even if it's smaller than Beis Hazayim, but most of the area that's surrounded, I mean, it's most of the enclosed area, and in total it has more than Beis Hazayim, that the whole city should be forbidden. He also writes, it would seem that to calculate regarding majority and minority, only the open areas and not the areas of the homes. Issue number 32. If the Zeroyim are more than Beis Hazayim, but they're split up into rows, and each row on its own does not have Beis Hazayim, and there's a path of walking between them, Shuvas Chacham Tzvi writes that if the place of the rows is most of the Karfav, it's forbidden. But if it's a minority of Karfav, it's permitted, and the rows don't combine to be considered more than Beis Hazayim. He's inclined to say that even if the width of the path that's between them is less than three tefachim, it's still considered as differentiated one from the other, because since the path is meant for walking, can't consider the arugas on the two sides as one from the halacha as loved. Rav Chazon Ish writes that if the Zeroyim are made rows that are near each other, one to the other, you consider also the area that's between the rows as the garden, because since it's not normal to dwell in that area, it's considered as a karfa from the karfa from the gina, a mitzvah from the consider based assignment one area. The Yosef said, even if the arugas are not most of the enclosed area, just with combining the area between them, you combine the area that's between the rows to the rows, it's considered that most of the areas that's enclosed is planted and forbidden. That's what writes in Shuvas Marsham, and he adds on that even if the rows are of two different people, they're still going to combine to make it forbidden.